It's time for Rhema for Today.
And then he said, yes, but I'm Hebrew. And so he said, yes, I'll go with you. Now he said, up till now, I never felt any differently. I had no feeling of healing. But he said, I began to climb that mountain. And I want to tell you, he said, I battled it all the way to the top. Because when I began to think about the Lord, I'd feel all right. But when I got my mind off the Bible, off the scriptures, and someone would maybe engaged in just ordinary conversation, my symptoms would come, my head would begin to swim. I just seemed like I was going to fall. I couldn't get my breath. I was hurting through my chest. The sharpest pains are shooting. And the devil said, see, you're going to die. And you've made the testimony. And all these folks see what a liar and a fool you are. And he said, I looked back to the word quietly, of course, and said, no, sir, God's word's true. I don't care what the devil said. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. And I am healed and I'll not die. And when I began to meditate on the word, began to say that to myself and to the devil and to God, I could breathe. My head would clear up. I never felt any better in my life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Faith Classics. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I'm fairly convinced that you ought to leave the pastor free to take care of the babies who don't know how to act for themselves. But that older Christians should learn to appropriate healing for themselves. Now, if you can't, well, then send for help. But I believe God wants us to learn. Praise the Lord, to use the name of Jesus. And to know that that name has authority and power today. And that that name belongs to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you believe that? Hallelujah. Then, step number five. Or hindrance number five. Many are failures because of a lack of understanding about acting on the word. Or we might say believing. We try to believe. Some folks said, well, I've tried and tried, Brother Hagin. I'm trying to believe. Well, now may I suggest that you quit trying? Because it's not try, it's trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, the scripture said, and lean not to thine own understanding. All that's necessary for you, or for me, or for us to ask is, what has God said? If we know that the word is true, and we act as though it were true, it becomes a reality in our lives. I say to people very often when it comes to healing, I've had them to come to me and say, Brother Hagin, I don't understand it. And I said, don't understand what? Well, I know all those scriptures you quoted. I've been brought up in a full gospel church, sometimes Assembly of God church. And I believe in divine healing, but I don't understand why I don't get my healing. Now they begin to quote to me, for instance, Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Or 1 Peter 2nd chapter 24th verse, who his own shall bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead in sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And I say to them, have you ever acted like those verses of scripture are true? Sometimes that startles them. Have you ever acted like that verse of scripture is so? Dr. A.B. Simpson, who was Presbyterian minister at the time and later founded the Christian Missionary Alliance. At about 46 years of age, the doctor said he was dying with a heart condition. They gave him about 6 months to live. He said he heard many testimonies of healing, even in his own church, and so he took a couple of weeks' leave of absence from his church and went up to his farm in the New England states, and every day would spend all day studying the Word of God on the subject of healing. Until at the end of 2 weeks, he said, I was sitting out under a tree with my back leaned up against that tree and my Bible, and I took a piece of paper and a pencil, and I wrote down, after searching, you see, the Word of God for 2 weeks, I'm convinced that the Bible teaches that divine healing's for us today, and I accept this day Christ as my healer and declare that I am now healed from heart trouble and I'm well. Second, I promise God to use this newfound strength and life and energy entirely for His purpose and to propagate the gospel and to help others. Third, I promise God I'll share this truth with others of healing and to help them. Well, he said I had been invited to a luncheon on Saturday. And so he said I went down to this luncheon. And there were some notable people from Europe who were visiting the United States. And so at the hotel, they had luncheon and they invited Dr. Simpson to speak. They gave him about 10 or 15 minutes to speak. And he said, as I looked to the Lord, all that came to me was the one word out of Matthew 8:17, Himself. Himself. And so he said, I had my testament in my pocket and I opened it and I just read the entire verse to that crowd or group. And then I said, I want to focus our attention on this one word, Himself. And he said, I talked for about 5 minutes about the fact that we had all, as Christians, believed that Himself, Jesus, bore our sins, that He was the sin bearer, that we might be free from sin. Then I just gave him a testimony how I'd been searching the Bible for the last 2 weeks, and I found out that even as this text actually said, Himself also took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, and how that the best doctors in America and in Europe had said that I had 6 months to live, but that now I was healed and expected to live my life out to be an old man and work for God. And I talked about 12 minutes. Well, he said after the luncheon, some of them suggested that they go mountain climbing. And just outside this little town there in the New England States, there was a mountain about the highest there was in the area. Really not high when you consider the Rockies, you know, or mountains of Europe. But these folks from Europe, notable blue buds, they were going, you see. So they invited Dr. Simpson along. And he said immediately, the devil said, oh no, you can't climb, you know your heart. Doctor said, don't never climb steps or mountains or anything. And then he said, yes, but I'm healed. And so he said, yes, I'll go with you. Now he said, up till now, I never felt any differently. I had no feeling of healing. But he said, I began to climb that mountain. And I want to tell you, he said, I battled it all the way to the top. Because when I began to think about the Lord, I'd feel all right. But when I got my mind off the Bible and off the Scriptures, and someone would maybe engaged in just ordinary conversation, my symptoms would come, my head would begin to swim. I just seemed like I was going to fall. I couldn't get my breath. I was hurting through my chest. The sharpest pains are shooting. And the devil said, see, you're going to die, and you've made your testimony, and all these folks see what a liar and a fool you are. And he said, I looked back to the Word, quietly, of course, and said, no, sir, God's Word's true. I don't care what the devil said. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. And I am healed, and I'll not die. And when I began to meditate on the Word, began to say that to myself and to the devil and to God, I could breathe. My head would clear up. I never felt any better in my life. But then I'd engage in conversation with somebody, and before I know it, here came the symptoms again. And before you know it, he said, that mountain was just a-spinning. I'd just almost fall. My head was swimming. My heart wasn't beating right. I felt the sharpest pains through my chest. I couldn't get my breath. Oh, just almost panic. But then I began on the inside of me to look back to the Word. And I said, no, sir, I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what my physical symptoms tell me. The Word of God said Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. And He did it. Well, he said, we fought that all the way up that mountain. But when I walked out on top of that mountain, I want you to know, he said, I walked out victorious with no symptoms. And when he was the article I was reading, he wrote it when he was 70-some-odd years of age. And he said, for the past 30-some-odd years now, I've never had another symptom of heart trouble. And I work sometimes 16 hours a day and even 18 hours a day. And many times I could start right over immediately without any rest because he's my life. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. P.C. Nelson said more people lose their healing over a counterattack than any other one thing, other one reason. And that's true. I know one of our chaplains, Assembly of God boys, who was assistant chaplain in the Korean War, he said there's one mountain over there we took 14 times and lost it. Actually took it and lost it 13 times, see, by counterattack. The enemy would counterattack and take it away from them. But the 14th time we occupied that mountain, we held it. Well, going up that mountain, Dr. Simpson, the devil will bring on a counterattack, and so for four or five times, maybe not 14, but actually when he walked out on top, well, he took that for the last time. Praise God. Now, what am I saying to you? Real faith is a child of the knowledge of the Word. He knew what the Word said. He acted on that Word, and he got results. Instead of trying to believe, may I offer this suggestion? Just act on the Word. The sixth hindrance. Many of us, many are failures because of a lack of understanding that we are to hold fast to our confession of faith. Now in Hebrews 4:14, the Bible said, let us hold fast our confession, the marginal reading. Our faith keeps pace with our confession. Notice even to salvation, Romans 10:10 said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now because that we receive everything from God, including salvation by faith, then it's true that with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say, to this mountain be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888 Faith 99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September
24th through the 26th.
Yeah,
it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.